Yeah, or a little different, or slightly different, or a mite different. I didn't expect to get a mite different. If you're a little dubious about something, and somebody says, this happened, what might you ask? Well, did it
really happen?
Uh-huh. Any customary oaths? Well, I shouldn't ask that. I'll just leave that out. I like the Gillette ad about the room breakfasts.
Now I can plead Fifth Amendment.
Yeah. Oh, if someone has something that he thinks is a pretty good idea, and you don't think much of it, you say, well, that sounds all right, but I'm not particularly sold on...
Not sold on the idea?
Mm-hmm. This particular question has no bearing on this general area, but I left it in because it's in the Eastern Seaboard Atlas. You've probably heard Kennedy talking about the idea. This yes. idea, my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why it was in there. Not for Kennedy, of course, but for New England speech and then Seaboard speech, too. And I was just wondering, what would happen in Oklahoma with this? Nothing. Of course, I get ID sometime. The ID. What do you generally say to a friend in the morning when you meet him?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. And if you just meet him at any time of day, what would you say to him?
Hello.
And if you're introducing, well, if I introduce you to someone, what will you say to that person?
I'd say how you do.
Mm-hmm. And if you've had a friend at your house and you want him to return, what do you say?
I would ask him to come back again sometime.
Did you have any special thing that you said Christmas morning?
No.
Well, when you first got out of bed and saw your family.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Did this have any special meaning? Were you supposed to get a gift or anything?
No.
I know in parts of the South, the call is Christmas gift.
No.
First one to holler it gets a free gift.
Is that right?
Sounds like a con game, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, I've never heard that.
How about New Year's morning?
Happy New Year.
If
I think about it.
Happy New Year. Oh, I got tickled as a kid. My aunt was excited one night. They were going to stay up all night for New Year's. And for some reason or other, this was supposed to be some sort of a treat. We're going to stay up all night. How naughty can we get?
Boy, I haven't seen a New Year come in for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
They come in with me in bed just as well as me sitting up or what.
Yep. And the next morning he's saying.
Gosh. Not quite so hard to face, even though I don't believe.
I don't know, though. New Year's Day has gotten pretty hard for me with all these televised football games.
Mm-hmm.
I suffer through each of those.
Yep.
And it wouldn't be bad if they just have one.
That's the reason I like to get a good night's sleep the night before.
You can get started out of your
My daddy runs the television one room and that radio here and mother's back here just running self
to death. Well, I'm a channel checker. I have to see what's going on. As soon as there's a timeout or anything, it just drives me crazy.
Well, then when you try to hunt quail, too.
Yeah.
It really is complicated.
Well, I think I'd give up the football. If you have just enough time to do a job, or you estimate that you do, and somebody says, can you do it? Will you have time to do it? What would you say?
Mm-hmm. I'll say, I don't know. I'd say, yeah, I have time.
Mm-hmm.